Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
I'm Ludmila Popova, and I'm on Upcycling Canada podcast.
Yes.
Yes. That's welcome. Wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's go.
Are you all strapped in, ready to go? Excellent. Thank you for taking time for us, Ludmila. It's very nice to have you with us.
Yes.
You have a great business. We're very excited to talk to you and introduce your business to the people that are following us here on the podcast.
Wow.
And we are global. I don't know if you know this. We're in 36 countries right now. We're actually really big in India. We are big in Egypt. And we are also in Australia, Mexico. We're around the world. So you have a lot of great people to say hi. Do you want to say hi
to
anybody?
Hello, everyone. all green people. And it seems like we will be, Green Needle will be a very famous right after podcast.
Definitely.
We will work very hard for you.
Yes.
And let everyone know how great you are. That's our job.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your business, how it started, and let's kind of start from there.
Well, it started in 2018, so almost 5 years ago. But in real, my career in repurposed fashion started way back. I guess I was 4 years old when my first recycled projects came from my father's socks. As soon as I was able to keep scissors in my hand, I started to create. So I cut all my father's socks and made different colors hats and skirts for my doll. I was in troubles, of course, you know, but my doll was happy. And I think since that time, and of course, later when I was teenager, no, at next stage was when I was 9 years old and I had another doll and I made everything for this doll, but that was clothing construction. So it was custom. I didn't know when they were 9 years old. But when I was in nature, and then it was lack of a shortage of garment buying from the store. So I start to upcycle, alter, repair, refashion, restyle mom clothes. So that was a great experience. And I, but the first experience, I think four years old, is still in my mouth. I feel like I'm eating something delicious when I repurpose, you know, that, like that is 4 years kid, you know. Of course, I'm a professional tailor and I'm a fashion designer of light clothing. And also I have a master's degree in education. So first I studied teaching. I had always passion to sewing, but I was listening to my mom. Mom said there is no lot of money and it's hard work. You know, seamstress work is hard. So better go and learn teaching. So I studied at university 5 years. And then in maternity leave, I studied tailoring. How to make clothing in a proper way, you know, in the right way. And then I started business, but other people sew for me, you know, based, they had their sewing studios at home and I gave them clients. And it was more about custom of clothing. Still, the passion for recycling, for upcycling was in my blood already, right? And when I started to teach at Algonquin College in 2008, and I started to work on my own course, Repurpose Fashion. And I made a course outline, all examples, and it was quite a successful course during 2008-2018, 10 years. So I taught this course, which included basic sewing, the parts of basic sewing, alterations, and repurposed fashion, which is about creativity. You know, not just the techniques, sewing techniques, but about how to make clothing fit well and be unique and be yours. That means it should be your personal coloring, right? It should be your body type, which we, when we create something, we make illusions with color or lines to make the best look of you, right? And then, of course, it's a knowledge of textile there and how to dye fabric, how to clean fabric. You know, this when we start to work with existed garments, sometimes, you know, the spots on the fabric. So we a little bit learn about dry cleaning, you know, this kind of thing. But so, and of course, details and principles of design, such as, you know, space and mass and harmony and dynamic and balance and color. So all things, which is actually you can find not just in the fashion, but everywhere, principles and details of design is everywhere, right? So students learn how to design and how to make things, saving a lot of budget, become, you know, practical, develop their hands, you know, because hands from clumsy becomes very smart during the sewing, right? And people also develop lots of good things for character, for, you know, personality, to become patienter themselves. You know, they're working very hard sometimes, right? But they can redo and do again. And especially, you know, for kids, when, so I teach for a group of kids this session, and we open additional two classes for next session. It's very in demand, kids. And how kids change during the semesters, it's amazing. So what parents you know, saying about them, from be very impatient and just, you know, not completing tasks, they become solver problems, you know. So it's a quality. So right now, the Green Needle eco-friendly classes, it's a little school in Ottawa. It's a 40 students per session. I cannot at full capacity. I need more space to have more students working on this. So 40 students, only 4 students per class.
Wow.
It's almost semi private classes.
Yeah, right.
That's why people progress very well, right? So it's part of the success. It's a personal attention. So there is a basic sewing, fundamental, 24 hours. When people start to learn about part of sewing machine, how to use sewing machine, 20 different stitches, seams, hemmings, making on the portfolio, making on pattern, learned how to read pattern, how adjust pattern, how to lay out, cut, construct pyjamas. Because to go and learn how to recycle, repurpose, we need to learn basic sewing and know about pattern, you know, like in a serious way, you know, then we can have shortcuts and neglect the pattern making and go to the secondhand store and to buy, let's say, a skirt, which fits me very well, but I don't like style or I don't like fabric. But I use this garment as a pattern, you know, and pick seams. And using other, so I don't really need a pattern making class, which is very complicated class, right? It's a, you know,
yes.
So it's easier way. And I think it's a good shortcut, you know, because anyway, so basic sewing is must and learn pattern is must. So then this shortcut, you understand where to go. When we use, you know, ready garment as a pattern, you still understand what you do, what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So basic sewing, and then students take alterations, clothing alterations. This is another way to learn how to sew from the existing garment. So when people alter, today I had actually class for this alteration. They go inside the garment, they unpick the seams, stitches, and they learn from the existing garment to bring shortcuts as well. Instead of, you know, to take a program, 4 years program to become a fashion designer, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. So the fabric then, the piece that you're using becomes the template, so you can deconstruct it, take it apart, see how it was made, and then make your own based on
exactly.
that template. That's very smart.
So right. Next after alterations is a repurposed fashion course, which includes knowledge about sewing techniques, which is stitches, different stitches. It's 22 stitches. I think I gave all stitches possible to students for basic sewing. So they know stitches. They know the purpose for stitches. They know how they look in a real garment through the alterations, right? They can find all stitches in a garment to describe them, to be able to unpick and bring them back, right? And then in a refashion,
yes.
We learn new skills. It's about principles and details of design, you know, because we can apply all smart stitches and seams, but if the image, the result will be a poor design, even just the color will not be yours. You know, instead of make, you know, when we see somebody is coming, like, you know, person is coming and you just look at somebody and say, oh, you look so great today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because of color. It depends on color the person wearing today. You know, some color make us, look brighter and healthier, right? Another color, opposite, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, this is about only color, right? But which is the most important, in my opinion. And then it's going style and the fabric and texture. And yeah, so knowing principle and detail of design is very important, because if we apply all possible sewing techniques, but not in a beneficial side, right? We don't want to wear this item, you know, because,
yeah.
So it just will be something what doesn't make us look good.
Exactly.
Right? So then all components components come together, like, you know, sewing techniques, alteration techniques, and knowledge about design, we're ready to make a magic.
Excellent. And I love, too, that you're teaching all the way down to children, into the adults, a skill that they would not have and a skill that will serve them for the rest of their life, which is it's a great, I think more people should know how to take care of clothes instead of just throwing them away, right? Or repurposing them or giving them a new look or a new fit, and being able to have that skill is great. Now, one thing we talked about originally was you do something very unique with wedding dresses. When most of wedding dresses are worn and put into a cupboard and never really pulled out again. And it's sad to think such a beautiful gown, a beautiful piece of clothing is just put in a closet somewhere. And I know for us, Jen's dress is sitting in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know what to do with it. We don't want to just throw it away. We don't want to take it to a thrift store or something, because there's a lot of meaning and there's some sentimental feelings about this dress. It's a very special dress. But you have a great idea on how to take something that even some people you were mentioning don't like to take the wedding dress out of their home. But you take it and you make things out of it. Can you explain how you upcycle and repurpose a wedding dress, for example? I think some of our listeners might be interested in that.
Thank you, Dave. You know what I was thinking? Of course, it will be great to show, right? The show. Right now, I'm working on a wedding dress upcycle project. And of course, it will be good to show, but it's podcast, right? Usually when I'm talking, and English is not my major, so it's a second language, and I'm still working on it. Thank you. Every time when I'm talking with students, visual aids with me, pictures, illustrations, you know, everything on the website, of course, Instagram, Facebook, there is a lots of pictures. I think about now 800 pictures on Facebook. So, I try to just describe it, what I'm doing from wedding dress. Of course, you know, it was centuries ago. Meaning of to give a wedding dress from home, it's a bad luck. And it's sentimental values, of course, having wedding dress. Mm-hmm. So it's a different way how people decided to do, or, you know, to keep the wedding dresses. Some of them give them in a dry clean, pack in a special bags. You know, they suck the air from in, make it more thinner, you know, and it's preserved better. And it's keep these bags, no air inside, how to breathe, right? just kidding. So anyway, for decades, for many years, just as a souvenir. Some people, you can see secondhand stores, lots of wedding dresses there. They just give it for nothing, right? Some dresses, well, just so much space in the wardrobe, right? With wedding dress. So it's, you know, it's nice to look at them, but at the same time, like, like a bulky stuff, right? So the way how to I see a wedding dress, not to giving to anybody, save it from yourself and from for the entire family, you know. It's a different ways. I just how what I doing now, it's okay. It was a wedding dress, not so puffy skirt, just a beautiful lace on the top, the bodice, no straps, no sleeves, a lot of tulle, simple tulle, not very expensive dress, just kind of okay. So I took all, start to repurpose this beautiful lace. And this is not straight upcycling. I brought some fabrics, you know, another fabric, because I can do something just from dress. But I need help. Right. I took fabric and I made beautiful, a little bit yellow color, a little bit furry fabric, very soft robe for the house robe. And all the lace goes the front, on the sleeve, and on the back. So it incorporated in the fabric.
Nice. Wow.
It looks beautiful. And that's also a gown, a silky gown, the same color tone. It's like a nice chicken, yellow. So very, very homey, very cute. So long gown inside, a silky gown with some fragment of lace on a bust area, and then a robe, a long robe. So this is a first project. And from the rest of the lace, I made candles. So I bought a second, it was a backward two store for $2. Two see-through high vases. They like just a tubes, just a, you know, like nothing special, just okay. A simple. And then I cover it with a lace on from the top, and it's a table tea. Anyway, a little candle inside. Tea candle. Okay, here you go. So simple, but looks so special. And then next, I start to repurpose the less expensive part. It's a lining, satin lining from the dress. So I cut it in a bias and made bias tapes, and then interlace them together, and then cut in a sides cut in a shape of the heart, and interlace finish it from the sides. So it become quite a large tablecloth.
Oh wow!
And with candles, upcycle with lace. And special cups.
Oh, that's
in a great heart shape, but red. So
beautiful.
It looks
nice.
Very interesting. Yeah. So from the tulle, it will be. I've not worked yet, but I know it will be blouses, a couple blouses, different blouses. One of them I inspired by Lady Gaga. So I will make one of those tops she was wearing, and I have pictures, so it will be, you can compare Lady Gaga and mine.
Really? Wow.
That's amazing.
And the last piece is bodies, the bodies with sweetheart, this
right.
Part.
Yes.
So I unpick apart, I made it apart, and then I collected for a while, so it was ready by the time, different labels from different clothes. So labels from the inside of clothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so all labels, how many? I don't know. 100? No, not 100. 70, probably. Maybe 65. So they all comes over the on the top of the bodies, which will be also finished with denim. Bias binding all over. It will be eyelets you know, metal eyelets and lacing in the front.
Wow, wow.
So it's beautiful.
Very fashionable piece.
Very
and
nice.
Of course, you know, what you will recognize is just the shape of the bodies from the wedding dress. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it will be absolutely different style, a different purpose, right? But let's say there is anniversary in five years of the, you know, and if so now she is not wife, right?
Yeah, wife. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wife is wearing these bodies with this beautiful Lady Gaga top blouse, you know, and it's okay, jeans, you know, or skirt, whatever. It will be a new look, but it will be her wedding dress. And they will be sitting together with guests on this tablecloth. Design from the lining, the candles, and of course, what marriage without a beautiful home?
There you go.
House, so amazing,
right?
Wow. Yeah,
in
yeah.
a bedroom, right? So voila, here is the wedding.
It's amazing how much, like from a wedding dress, that you can make so many more things just from one piece, one garment like that. That's amazing. So. Yeah.
Yes, Jennifer. And actually, if you will go and look at the Facebook, you can go Facebook or you can go YouTube and just straight YouTube. There is a video from the Green Needle, which I made 3 years ago, and it was repurposing three pair of jeans, which belong to me and to my daughters. When it's sentimental values, and I made 14 projects from three pair of jeans.
Wow,
that's amazing!
Only three pair of jeans, and it's a beautiful purse and lots of jewelry and art pieces, like framed art denim.
Right,
and so just a three pair of jeans.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Do you have a lot of so when you're teaching your classes? Do you have students bring in some fabrics of their own to work on?
Well, it's a good question because it will be great.
Yeah.
people, what they said, Ludmila, you teaching us techniques and we okay with that. We know how to apply stitches seams, but how to learn creativity? You know, so to bring their own fabric on their own, garment to repurpose, and it should be vision what will come together in the best way. You know, what is the right pieces, right? So I teach people, of course, learn from the nature, learn from the fashion itself. You know, it gives you examples, right? So I have lots of stuff in my basement, which I give people, because when I go to the, stores and I see the potential is in items, I just buy them. And then, I'm not pushing people to take this item and do whatever, right? I just, if you like it, you have this, your choice. But, from the classroom, I see people, I know what will be good, by personal coloring, body frame, so we discuss things. So I have lots of stuff to share. I'm not selling stuff. I'm just sharing.
It's nice to have the variety and a collection of garments to work with, I suppose, as well, so that they can practice. And especially for the new ones doing the beginning, you're teaching of them the beginning of it all for them to practice. And so they're not, you've got like scrap fabrics that you can just sort of play around with. And, it's not something, they're just working Absolutely. With it to practice. Yeah.
Yeah. But they practice. And then they learn more. They have better eye to buy a good stuff, you know, like right stuff.
You teach them, yeah.
But in the beginning, it's already for them, you know. You're right. And then they develop this eye, you know. But I want them to make stuff and to wear it, not to waste time. You know, when we speak about upcycling, mm-hmm. right, and not right. wasting, I just was thinking today, like the most important what we have as a human beings is time, mm-hmm. and we don't need to waste it. You know, there is not, you know, I'm very practical. I'm a practical person, and I teach people how to be practical. You know, that's important to have right pieces right away. Not like, I will do it tomorrow. Oh, we'll do it next time. I will do it. No, do your best right now.
Yeah, that's smart. And just, you got to start. Yeah.
And so, Lumila, I'm reading some of your reviews that some of your class mates have mentioned, students have mentioned of you.
Right. Thank you.
And to hear the words, I can see them over and over again, how patient you are, mm-hmm. how you took somebody who didn't know how to thread a machine, and now they can sew by themselves. Like, you're giving people confidence. Mm-hmm. You're getting people to learn and to try something new. And you sound like a very patient teacher. Is that what you're trying to do in your class?
Dave, you know what? I don't know how patient I am. I cannot say about myself, right? But when people, if people saying so, right? Mm-hmm. Probably that is true. So, and when my mom told me, you're good in teaching, go and study teaching. Mm-hmm. Maybe she knew this side of me. I don't know. You know, I started to teach when I was grade 10. At grade nine, I learned by myself how to knit and how to dance because I had time. I was working in the daycare to make a stove, you know, like a firewoman or, you know, in the winter time. And I had lots of time there, you know, after my homework. I studied how to play guitar, how to knit, and how to dance. And then nice. At grade 9, grade 10, I start to teach at the community center.
Mm-hmm.
See? So I think I had a little experience now in teaching. And, patience, maybe not everyone can teach because teaching required. Be patient.
Sure.
Also, you know, for me, never nobody like students, they don't make mistakes. They make lessons. Mm. They learn. There is no mistakes. And when people, of course, they're like, I made a mistake. No. You learn. This is how we learn. And to learn from mistakes is the best way.
Exactly.
Because you will never forget. Right?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. So patient, probably, but I'm also, I'm not telling people like, you're doing so well. You know, that's beautiful. If it's not.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not patient. I don't think I'm patient, but they don't mind to redo.
That's right. They probably appreciate the criticism, I suppose you could call it.
I think my students are more patient than the teacher.
Yeah.
But as a teacher, I'm willing to learn more.
Nice.
You know, I'm patient to learn more.
Yes. So we're going to wrap up soon here, Lumila. So the best way to find you would be thegreenneedle.com for your website?
Yes, people can find us The Green Needle, Ottawa, in Ottawa, Google, and website at www.thegreenneedle.com.
Okay,
wonderful.
And you have classes now. I guess things are getting a little bit better with COVID restrictions coming off. So your classes are still going.
Yes, we never stopped except the lockdowns. And right. now I see the more demand, people come to learn sewing with COVID, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Different reasons for this. So the next session will be April, May. So the second, it's usually 24 hours, 2 months.
Okay.
And I'll be looking for a new sewing studio, larger.
Okay, yes.
But I will never keep more than 6 people in a class.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's like a, it's almost like a private class because you're able to connect with all of them at that time.
And give them attention as a student.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right? They just learn properly.
Yes, right. Exactly.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. We really appreciate you taking time for us.
Yeah.
Lumila, like it's, you have a great story. You have a great heart.
Yeah.
I'm reading the reviews while you're talking. The people love your classes and they love what you do. So for you to take time for us today is wonderful. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave and Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you for finding the Green Needle mm-hmm. and inviting me for a podcast. And I like you, what you're doing. And listening to other podcasts and how people make, upcycled wood and some people crochet and they made donation with old furniture. And right. That story about the lady who upcycled wedding dresses for unborn.
Yes, I was telling you about that. Yes, exactly.
It's heart touching. And actually, I learned something and I want to continue that lady experience in Ottawa.
Yeah, I can definitely put you in touch with the lady that I know of. She's a beautiful person that she would love to speak to you because wow. you would inspire her.
Mm-hmm.
And she would inspire you. I think it'd be a great connection. So I'll make that happen.
Thank you so much. Keep in touch.
Very good. Thank you so much. We're going to send lots of people your way.
Yeah.
Okay. And we hope that you get your phone will never stop ringing. We hope that your classes will be full every time mm-hmm. and that people will say, I heard about you on the Upcycle Canada podcast. That's right. I have a dress. I have my wedding dress. Will you please help me?
Mm.
I hope that you get so busy that you never have time for a break.
No problem.
Okay.
Consultations are for free.
Oh, beautiful.
And just wishing, good health to everyone.
Thank you so much.
Stay green.
Yes.
Stay green.
Yes.
It's thegreenneedle.com. Ludmila, we love having you on and we look forward to talking to you again in the future. Okay.
Thanks
okay.
Again.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist.
Thank you.
Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, We have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.